Sunday, Yud Aleph Iyar, Rabbi Beryl Knopfele, Binyan Sfiras Ha'ima.
Rabbi Oyster, thank you first of all for allowing me to speak here. I've done it before, a long time ago. The topic that I decided to speak about for two reasons is Sfiras Ha'ima. One is that we're in the middle of the Sfira, 1 week away from Lag BaOmer, and second, because I know we haven't yet had time to learn Parshas Emor, but as far as I remember from last year, the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'Emor does say in Parshas Emor, so it's definitely to do with the Parsha of the week as well. First of all, just a short Dvar Alocha, and then maybe go on to the Dvar Agota and link the two. The shaila is the following. I'm going to ask you the question. I'm sure you'll come up with the answer, but I still want to speak it through. Somebody knows before he starts the Sfiras Ha'Emor, he knows for sure, for certain, before Pesach, he starts the second night of Pesach counting the Sfira, he knows for sure that one of the days, whenever it's going to be day 20, day 21, day 22, he's going to be down and out. He's having an operation, and there's no question that in that 24 hours, there's no chance of him, no possibility for him to be able to count the Sfira at that time. Question is, does he start counting with a brocha, or does he count without making a brocha? Why do I ask this question? Stodim, what did Stodim? We all know if you leave out a day in Sfiras Ha'Emor, the halacha is can't continue counting with a brocha. If you say the Sfira by day, the halacha is you can say it without a brocha and you can continue counting with a brocha. But if you've left out the whole 24 hours, you haven't counted the Sfira at all, and the halacha is that you've lost it and you can't anymore continue counting with a brocha. Now this is because of the Shittas HaBahag. The Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Tosfos quotes him in Menachos. The Bahag holds that there's a din of Tamimois, Svatam Lochem Sheva Shabosos Tamimois. Tamimois means the Sfira has to be complete. Now, it is understood, even by Rishonim, possibly even by Rishonim, and maybe more than possibly, but yes, by Rishonim, some Rishonim, that the reason why the Bahag says what he says is because he holds the whole mitzvah of Sfira is just one long mitzvah. One long mitzvah, starting from day 1 through to day 49 inclusive, is one long mitzvah, and if you miss any part of the mitzvah, you've missed it, you've lost it. So maybe according to the Bahag, you wouldn't even continue counting at all. But not everybody agrees to the Bahag. And because of that, it's a Sofik Brocha, so we can't make a Brocha, but we do continue with the mitzvah, and that's why we carry it on. On that basis, it's all one mitzvah. If I know from the beginning, I'm not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah in its completion. I'm not going to be able to say every day the Sfira that is right for the day. So I know from the beginning I'm not going to be able to do the mitzvah. And therefore, Pashtus, the same din should apply. You shouldn't even start making a brocha from the beginning, because I know that I'm not going to be able to do the complete mitzvah. You know you're not going to be able to complete the mitzvah. You don't start it with a brocha. That's how L'chaira the din should be, and I can back it up as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, and he brings down from Sefer, one of the Poskim, says that a woman shouldn't even start counting. Now the Loshon is, why should she not start? Not counting with a brocha. She can count, but not with a brocha. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shebevadai yitu yom echad. There's no question, you can't. Let me just say, Shazman Groma, something which is to do with time. The Torah already putted women from doing anything which is any mitzvah which is linked to time, except those which are exceptions. So, she's for sure. So the Chayyim was saying, why did you wait till she makes a mistake? Why can't she start counting with the bracha? The answer is because you know from the beginning that at one point or other in the 49 days she is going to make a mistake, so therefore she shouldn't start at all counting with the bracha. You'd back up this shaila and say, well, that's what it says in the Mishavura. Equally, somebody who knows for certain, is even more so, somebody who knows for certain that he's going to miss a day out, then his halacha is going to be, don't start counting with a brocha because it's all one mitzvah. Similarly, we all know Minchas Chinuch has a famous shaila, which you'll find that most, which obviously is something which happens a lot, most bar mitzvahs who become bar mitzvah during the sfira will probably pick this topic and speak about it, or whoever teaches them will probably pick this topic and speak about it. What happens to a kotten who becomes a godol, becomes bar mitzvah during the sfira? So you say, what's the problem? A kotten counts as well when he's 12 years old, he's capable, he's got chinuch and he counts as well. Why shouldn't he continue counting after his bar mitzvah? So the Minchas Chinuch has an interesting idea. Minchas Chinuch says, look, until he's bar mitzvah, he's got a mitzvah of chinuch. He has to count. That's a mitzvah of chinuch. Afterwards, he becomes mitzvah in a proper mitzvah. But chinuch finishes when he becomes bar mitzvah. Now this kotten who becomes a mitzvah in the middle of the sfira, he's got in a catch-22 situation. Why? Because if you're going to say that it's all one mitzvah, he can't suddenly cotton on in the middle of the sfira, because we're in the middle of the mitzvah if you're holding it's one mitzvah. So what are you going to tell me? He's been counting till now, let him continue. No, he can't, because what he's been doing until now is chinuch. There's no chinuch after he's bar mitzvah. Chinuch finishes. So as far as chinuch is concerned, he hasn't got the right to make a brocha further because he's already 13 years old. And as far as the mitzvah is concerned, he can't, as we said, cotton on in the middle of the mitzvah. So if so, he's in a lost situation. What should he do? So the Minchas Chinuch, backwards, forwards, I think the minhag olam is they do definitely allow a kotten to make a brocha until he's bar mitzvah and continue making it. But we understand here that Stodim, and maybe I'll try and explain a little bit further why that really is. Now the truth of the matter is, you look carefully into the sources of the Shulchan Aruch, which is a Trumas Hadeshen basically, and even the Mishnah Brura, when he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, doesn't quote it as Mamish says in the Trumas Hadeshen. And I want to maybe explain first by quoting you a Rishon, which is the Motcha in Masechtas Megillah. And the Motcha says, Kvar Shoalu, they asked Rabbeinu, they asked a question to one of the Rishonim, what happens if somebody leaves out the night and didn't count at night? So the Rishon answered, the Motcha, whoever he quotes, answered that didn't count by night, you can count by day. You can count by day. But by day, now listen to this. Schar sfira yahavina lei, schar sfira bizmana lo yahavina lei. What does that mean? We give him the rewards for having counted, but we don't give him the rewards for having counted bizmana at the right time. You're supposed to count at night, you're not supposed to count at day. And then he says, we didn't know from the answer of that Rishon, we didn't know whether he meant at day you should count it with a bracha, or during the day we should count it without a bracha. We all know the halacha. The halacha is that if you didn't count by night, you do count by day, but you count by day without a bracha, but it enables you to continue counting with a bracha. Okay? That means to continue counting the next night, you can continue counting with a brocha. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to quote, the reason for that is because it's a suffix, and then I've got a speker. It's a sofik whether badei you makan the mitzvah or not being makan the mitzvah. And it's also a sofik whether if you've missed out a complete day, whether you can continue counting with the brocha. So now we've got a double bite, which enables us to continue counting with the brocha. One is I haven't missed out a whole day, and even if I have many holes, that you can continue counting with the brocha. And many holes, I'm makan the mitzvah by day. If you look carefully at the motcha, it doesn't say that. Motcha seems to say, and this is the chiddush that maybe will take on board today. Chiddush that the motcha seems to say is, you're definitely not makan the mitzvah when you count by day. But it still enables us to continue counting with the brocha. Let me explain, and I'll bring you another din, which the Bir Halocha actually brings down, not as a Halocha Lamaisa, but as a shitta of one of the Rishonim. It's called the Ritz Geus. The Ritz Geus says, somebody leaves out a day completely. Let's say he leaves out day five. He leaves out day five completely. So according to the Baag, he's lost it. He's lost it. The Bir Halocha says, he's lost it. He can't continue counting anymore. The Ritz Geus says, very interesting, you know what he can do? When it comes to day six, he should say, Esmoil hoyo chamisho ba'omer. Yesterday was the fifth day of the omer, and tonight it's the sixth day of the omer. Imagine, he says, Baruch atah Hashem v'kemer v'hashegit shon v'tzoyis v'tzvon al-tzfiris ha'omer. Esmoil hoyo chamisho ba'omer. And hayoim, it's shisho ba'omer, it's the sixth day of the omer. Now, I think we'd all agree that when you say on the sixth night that yesterday was the fifth day, but you're not being makan the mitzvah of the fifth day, you lost it. You can't be makan the mitzvah of counting the fifth day once you've reached the sixth day. What's the point of saying on the sixth night that yesterday was the fifth? What's the point? The answer is, there's a new concept here. Concept here, and this is how the Rishonim, many, learned in the Bahag, and that's how the Tumas Hadeshim, which is the source of Shulchan Aruch, learned in him as well. Concept here is something else. Concept here is, the Bahag holds, let us say, for argument's sake, every night's a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah. Got one mitzvah the first, one mitzvah the second night, one mitzvah the third night. Every night's a separate mitzvah. What's the Bahag saying? But, you can't count number six if you haven't counted number five and number four. Doesn't make sense. You can count number six and have a mitzvah of counting number six if you've counted number five. If you haven't counted number five, doesn't make sense to say number six. You have your own personal counting, starting from day one, going through to day 49. If you've missed out a day, the next night, I can't count it's six tonight, even though it's a separate mitzvah, because what do you mean? Where was five? You can only count six after five. So the Ritz Geus that the Bir Halocha quotes says, well, I've got an etzah for you. When you have left out a night completely, then on the sixth night, say yesterday was five and today is six, then you can continue counting. My count is valid. Whereas the Bahag holds, no, you've lost it. Once you've missed out a 24-hour day, you've lost it completely. So there's a machlokes. So the Bahag's shitta is, according to the Motcha, if you, however, have counted it by day, you haven't got the mitzvah, but that enables you to continue counting the next night, because at least I've counted number five. Without being mekayem a mitzvah, I've counted number five. The Ritz Geus holds that you can even say yesterday was five and carry on counting. The Bahag holds you can't on the sixth night say yesterday was five and continue counting, but you can by day of day five still count it as five, but you're not mekayem the mitzvah at all, and you don't make your brocha and then continue. What have we achieved? We've achieved that according to the Bahag, it's not, as some Rishonim learn, one big mitzvah, and the difference is going to be in our shaila. Why is the difference going to be in our shaila? If it's all one mitzvah, if you know in the middle you're going to lose a night, lose a day, can't start with a brocha because you're making a brocha levatola. And equally, if you have missed a day, then lemafreya, retrospectively, all the days that you've counted with a brocha is a brocha levatola, which is a terrible thing. If we're saying that the Bahag doesn't tell us all one mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvah every single day. That means that he's only insisting that if you're counting number 6, you will have had to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But until I've missed the day, I haven't done anything wrong. So if I know from the beginning that I'm going to miss day 20, it's fine to start counting with a brocha. Because at the moment I'm being mekamed, so the next time being mekamed, so until I get to day 20. When I come to day 20, then I leave out a day, then the bag, then you've lost it. But until day 20, it's not a brocha levatola, because I've done every single day a separate mitzvah and devila. For the moment, I have my counting right, and I have my sequence right. So Mamele, you can do it. And you're going to ask me then, so what does the Mishnah Berurah mean? Why should Noshim not start? It may as well start. It's not going to be a brocha levatola when they eventually do. He means something else. The Mishnah Berurah says, you're going to allow a woman to count with a brocha for 49 days, one night she's going to make a mistake. It means she's going to make a mistake one night, she's going to count the wrong night. It's going to be number day 10, and she thinks it's day 9 or day 11, and she's going to count number 11 instead of number 10, or number 10 instead of number 11. Then she's going to make her brocha of Atola, so don't start better with the brocha. But all the ones that she's done until now correctly, those won't be a brocha of Atola at all. That's the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. But that is the Dvar Halacha.
The person who's going to miss a day because of his operation
can start
after the operation. He can also do the same.
No, after the operation is finished. No, we don't hold the halacha like that. I only used it as an analogy, as a moshul, that you see from the Ritz Gaze there is such a concept of making up the Bahag holds you can't do that only on the day itself, but not after that. So, pardon.
Surgeon might not be able to come on.
That's a sophic brocha. It's a sophic brocha. I can't make a brocha because of that. But you're quite right. He might not.
The hospital might have a blackout.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know whether you can rely on that to go and start making a brocha. Anyway, what we do see from all this is there is an inyan of tamimois, that the days of the sephira have to be complete. Svatam lachem, nimochas ha-shabos, sheva shabosis tamimois. Now, according to all the Rishonim, whichever Rishon you look at, they'll tell you that the days of the Sfira are days of preparation for Kabbalah Satayra. Days of preparation for Kabbalah Satayra. You've got to prepare for Kabbalah Satayra. And when Klal Yisrael went out to Mitzrayim and they knew that they were going to be Makabel the Torah 50 days later, they were counting, and as they got nearer and nearer, obviously the Cheshit became greater for Kabbalah Satorah. That is definitely as a preparation of Kabbalah Satorah. And the principle of Tamimois is when you prepare for something, if you prepare properly, you can't jump, they call it Madregas, you can't jump steps. You've got to take each step as it comes, and that's how you climb in Ruchnis, step by step. To jump a step and leave one missing is quite a serious thing, and in Hachonah for Kabbalah Satayra, preparation for Kabbalah Satayra, it just doesn't work. You leave out a Madrega, it's no good, it's got to be Tamimus, it's got to be there. So that is the Musa Chelik of it. You know, I just, before I came, I learn every day after davening in shul a piece of Chofetz Chaim. So today we learned a piece of Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says this, you know, he wrote the Sefer Shmiras Haloshen, which were the halachas. Well, Chofetz Chaim was the halachas, and he had two halakim for the halachas, Hilchos Loshen Hara and Hilchos Ruchilas. And then he goes on to the Musa part, which is the Shmiras Haloshen. And Chofetz Chaim writes, that's the part I said today, that there's no way that you can learn the Musa without the Halacha. Because if you learn the Musa without the Halacha, and you don't know the Halacha, he says, imagine, that's his analogy. A person learns the Musa, you're not allowed to do Gezel, you've got to be very careful, but you've got to know what Gezel is first. You have to know what the Halachas are. Then you can learn the Musa, what is to make yourself make sure that your Yetzirah doesn't get the better of you. But without knowing the Halachas, there's no point of saying, I mustn't be a Gazan, and I mustn't be a Gazan, and I mustn't be a Gazan. What is a Gazan? You've got to find it out first. So equally, in Kabbalah Satayra, preparation for Kabbalah Satayra, you've got to prepare two ofanim of Kabbalah Satayra. Got to prepare for Kabbalah Satayra. obviously to know the halachas of each and in every mitzvah, which is the Torah and the limud haTorah and the learning of the halachas. Besides that, you've got obviously the divrei musar, because the Yetzer Hara is there every day, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help us with the Yetzer Hara, then we're not going to be able to be menatzei achid. So it's very interesting that many of the Sforim write, we all know in Pirkei Avos it says Mem Ches Dvorim HaTorah Nikkes Bahem. There's 48 drachim with which one needs for Kinyonei HaTorah to be Kohen of the Torah. One needs 48 Kinyonim. Mem Ches Dvorim HaTorah Nikkes Bahem. Now the Sforim write that 48 days of the Sfira, each day per Kinyon of the Torah. 48 days of the Sfira, 48 days each day. And I've got two Ramazim in the Torah for it. You know, when the Torah writes about starting counting of the Omer, it says in the Torah in Parshas Re'ei, Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma. When you cut the Tavua for the Omer, Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma, Tochel is where you should start counting. Mehochel Chermesh is Rosh Hashanah Memches, Mehochel Chermesh, Memches Tom Shatanik. When you come to Shavuos, v'hikravtem mincho chadosho la'Hashem. V'hikravtem mincho chadosho la'Hashem is you give the korban of the shtei alechem, which is called mincho chadosho. It's turned from so'irim into chitim. It was barley when it was the omer. It's now gone up in madrega, and it's chitim now when it comes to shuas. So you started with mehochel charamish is the memches. I'm preparing it. When it comes to shuas, v'hikravtem mincho chadosho la'Hashem. So really, you're going to ask me, but there's 49 days. It's not 48 days, it's 49 days. So I always use the Marshal. The Marshal says, in Masechtas Avodah Zorah, the Marshal says, you've got to have one day for Yiras Hashem. It's very nice to have Mem Cheson Shatara Nikas Behem. You've got to have one day for Yiras Hashem. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Ohoyo, Emunas, Itecho, Choisen, Yeshuai, Chachma, Sodos, which is the Gemara reckons out the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Afilu Hocha, the Pasuk finishes off, Im Yiras Hashem, Hi Oitzorei. If you have Yiras Hashem, there's an ability that one can remember the Torah. Without Yiras Hashem, one can't do it. So it's obvious that when we prepare Kabbalah Sotorah for Kabbalah Sotorah through counting the Omer, we've got to have Mem Chestorim Shatorim Nikis Behem, but we've also got to have the Yiras Shemaim Shaboy. One has to have the Yiras Shemaim as well. And it's interesting that in the Sforim they write, the Chassam Sofer says it, the Bnei Soscha said it, the days of the Omer is divided into Lev Toiv. Lev is how much? Gematria? 32, and Toiv is Gematria, how much? 17. 32 plus 17, I'm sorry for really, really taxing your brains, but 32 plus 17 is 49. Lev is until Lag BaOmer. That's Lev. From Lag BaOmer onwards, it's Toiv. One has to make sure that the Lev is Lev Toiv. Those are the days of the Omer. The days of the Omer is Lev Toiv. Now, Lev Toiv is a fundamental issue, both for Torah and for Yiras Shemayim, Lev Toiv. And I'll explain why. You know, there's a Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk says, Noyev Isha Chosar Lev. And Noyev Isha literally means somebody's got a proper wife. Noyev Isha, just a Noyev Isha, Chosar Lev, he's missing Lev, missing it. The Gemara darshens this Pasuk in Sanhedrin, Zeh Haloimed Torah Leprokim. And Loimed Torah Leprokim, this is not very, very, very complimentary. Yeah? It doesn't mean he's learning one perek after another. Loimed Torah Leprokim means he learns Torah, but with Hefsekim, he cuts out the whole time. Loimed Torah Leprokim. He's called the Noyev Isha. The Torah is supposed to be Torah Tzivolon Moshe Moirosha, Artikri Moirosha Elo Moirosha. The Torah is supposed to be to a person like a wife, not like Chas V'Shalom, a Noyev Isha. Somebody who's Loimed Torah Leprokim once yes and once not, and with Hefsekim, That's called a noyef isha. It's chosa lev. He's missing lev. Why is this lev that he's missing? What's the lev? You know, the Torah finishes with the lamed, and it starts with the base. That's the lev. Yeah, le'ene kol yisrael is the end of the Torah. I know we're not Simchas Torah now, but remember it a bit from Simchas Torah. It finishes with a lamed and starts with a base. Is lev. You know, I'm sorry to take you 6 months away, but Simchas Torah, when they call up the Chosam Bereishis, the stipler, Zichron Levracha, pointed out that in the Nusach, in the Machsa, that you call up the Chosam Bereishis, you say, Maher Amoid Amoid. Maher Amoid Amoid. Not by the Chosam Torah, only by the Chosam Bereishis. Maher Amoid. What's the hurry? Maher Amoid Amoid. Come quickly. Do you know why Maher the stipler said? He says, Maher is, you finish the Torah, but don't leave it with a hefsek. You've got to start straight away again, Bereishis. Maher, come quickly. The Chosam Bereishis should come quickly. Maher, Amoid, Amoid, Amoid. Have a look. You take your sukkahs machs out. Have a look, and you'll see that in the Chosam Torah, it doesn't say anything about Maher. About the Chosam Bereishis, says Maher. You don't leave the Torah without a hefsek. Maher, Amoid, Amoid, Amoid. Noyef isha, chosalev. Doesn't understand this concept of joining the end of the Torah and the beginning of the Torah. If he's a loimer Torah leprokim, he just does it with hafsekim. If you understand to do it without hafsekim, then you've got a proper lev. But a noyef isha, somebody's loimer Torah leprokim, is chosalev. He's missing out on this concept of lev. Lev is something which has got to be continuous, because as you all know, if the heart stops beating, then there's problems. One has to have a continuous beating of the heart. And exactly the same way, the Torah has also got to be continuous. That's the tmimus of the Omer, and that's the Lev Toiv. Now, equally, I'll tell you a bit more about, maybe have another minute or two. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Do you remember Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch in the Pirkei Avos of last week? He was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And what did he say when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked them all, Tzu'uru, Eza mida toiva shiid bak boho odom? What did Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch say? One said Shochan toiv, one said Chover toiv, one said Ayin toiv. What did he say? He said Lev toiv. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, oh, you've hit the nail on the head. Roya ani estivri Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch yoysa mikulam. More than all the other ones. Lev toiv was the yesoid, which Rabbi Elazar, which he thought was the right one, mida toiva shiid bak boho odom. Do you know the same Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch? The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin on the base, he went on holidays once. He went to Tumsis, was a place, and apparently they had tainus on him because he somehow must have been mafsik from his learning in his madrega. He came back, they called him up to the Sefer Torah, and they called him up to the parsha of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. And that must have been winter holidays, yeah? It was HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. And he read it, Hacheresh Hoyo Libom. It's Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos in Kuf Mem Zayin Beis. You can check it out. That's what it says over there. He said, Hacheresh Hoyo Libom. He read instead of Hachodesh Azel Lachem. Now, there was a message here, which I can't tell you historically whether Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch in the Mishnah said Lev Toiv after this episode or before his episode. I don't know. But the message was here, your Lev is not in order. Hacheresh Hoyo Libom. It says, if you went to Dumsis and you cut yourself off from learning Torah for a bit of time, then there's a problem. There's a problem. That was the Hacheresh Hoyo Libom, the Chisolon of Lev Toiv, the Noyev Isha Chos Alev. He missed out on the Lev. Equally, Yerushimaim is also called Lev Toiv. And in equal way to Torah, Yerushalayim has to go without hafsekim. You can't say, today I'll work on Yerushalayim and tomorrow I'll forget about it for a bit and then come back to it a day later. There's no such thing. Yerushalayim is a continuous avoider that a person has. And Yerushalayim is equally called Lev. You know, it says, the Gemara in Brocha says, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisin Chochmo, Elo lemi sheyesh bo chokhma. HaKadosh Baruch only gives wisdom to those who have already wisdom. Shenema uvelev kol chacham lev nosati chokhma. Says in by the Mishkan. Uvelev kol chacham lev nosati chokhma. So Reb Chaim V'Elozhin says, what do you mean? So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chochmah to somebody who's got Chochmah, how does he get the first Chochmah? Where does he get it from? Where's the first Chochmah? So you know what Rabbi Chaim HaLoshna says? I'll tell you. Reishis Chochmah is Yiras Hashem. First Chochmah is Yiras Hashem. The second Chochmah is Chochmah Samayach, which is wisdom. There's Chochmah HaLev, that's Yiras Shemaim, and there's Chochmah HaMayach, which is wisdom. So, Eimer Kadosh Baruch Hu Noisein Chochmah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives wisdom, Lemi Sheyesh Boi Chochmah, who's got Reishis Chochmah Yiras Hashem, and maybe there's a Rosh HaTevis there, in Lemi Sheyesh, Sheyesh is Sheyiras Shemaim. Yiras Shemaim Boi Chochmah, El Lemi Sheyesh Boi Chochmah. And the first Chochmah of Yiras Shemaim, a person has to attain himself, because it says Hakol Bidei Shemaim, everything comes from heaven except Yiras Shemaim. Yiras Shemaim has to come from yourself. There's no way that Yiras Shemaim comes from heaven. You can daven for it and get help, but it's got to come from Hisarusa de Lesata. It's got to come from yourself. Without it coming from yourself, not. And that's the two Lev Toivs of the Sfiras Omer. There's the Lev Toiv of the Torah, that Chas V'Shalom, one mustn't be a Noyef Isha Chos Alev, a Loimed Torah Leprokim, and that's partly the preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, and that's the Memches Torah Shatorah Nikis Bam. But one day, says Marsha, is left for Yerushalayim. One day for Yerushalayim. Rabbi Chaim HaLoshna says, too much Yerushalayim, the Torah is also no good, because if there's too much, it's going to not balance properly. It's like the Gemara says, preservative which you put into an oitza of wheat. The amount of preservative you put into an oitza of wheat is the Yiras Shemaim that you put into the Limud HaTorah that a person has, and like that, it's the Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzorei. The Ramor, whose Yotzait is on Lag BaOmer, the Ramor starts off Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, with Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed is the Yiras Shemaim. Person has to have the tzura, the picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of him continuously. Tomid means continuously. As we say, like the lave has to beat continuously, otherwise it's a knockout. Equally, the Shivisi Hashem is Yiras Shemaim is an Egdi Samen. The Ramah finishes Orach Chaim with Toiv Lev Mishter Tomid. You know, Toiv Lev is our lave Toiv that we're talking about, and Mishter Tomid, it's got to be Mishter Tomid. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Bava Basra, actually, Toiv Lev Mishter Tomid, Zu Halaymed Mishnah. That's Torah Sheval Peh. That is Torah Sheval Peh. Shnei Semidim Kil Chosom. He sandwiched the whole of Orach Chaim with these two Temidim, the Tomid of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid, and the end of it, which is Toiv Lev Mishter Tomid, and appropriately his Yotzat Uzan Lag Bo'emer, which is Taka, the beginning of Toiv of the Lev Toiv, which is a Toiv Lev Mishter Tomid. Should be Zoche Met Hashem to have a proper Achon of a Kabbalah Satorah. I'm sure you're not going to ask me again to speak before Kabbalah Satorah. So Met Hashem, we should be Zoche to a good Yom Tov and a proper Kabbalah Satorah.